From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. Secretary of Defense in Singapore for Security Forum. The U.S. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter is in Singapore for Asia's largest annual security forum known as the Shangri-La Dialogue. Attended by defense ministers and military chiefs from around the world, discussions will likely be dominated by China's continued buildup in the South China Sea. Mr. Carter warned last week that China is in danger of building a great wall of self-isolation with its South China Sea operations.
China, like other countries, will make its own choices. Obviously, we hope it makes a choice to a one that is cooperative with the system of security that has served this region so well for so long.
Besides the South China Sea, other areas for discussion are likely to include tensions on the Korean Peninsula, U.S.-China relations, and the rise of the Islamist militant movement in Asia. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, along with top European and Arab diplomats, are meeting in Paris today and are hoping to find enough common ground to revive stalled Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, said on Friday that major powers had a duty to revive the process and that the perspectives created by the Oslo Accords in 1993 were at risk.
Because we still refer to the Middle East peace process, but the reality of fact is that in this moment there is no peace process at all. So the role of the international community, the duty of the international community and of the European Union first and foremost, is to recreate conditions for a peace process to happen and to restart.
Representatives of Israel and Palestine